Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Jennings. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tommy Byrne. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a fly ball into right field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Doby moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Avila scores. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Mapes moves to second. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mapes scores. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Marsh. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Marsh steals second. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marsh moves to third. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mapes. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 1 in the game. Delsing hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marsh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Marsh reaches second base with a double. Wood moves to third. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jennings is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoskey moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 0-for-1 in the game. Byrne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Byrne reaches second base with a double. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Byrne moves to third. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-2 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen has Byrne trapped. There's the throw to Hegan and back to Rosen, who tags Byrne for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Byrne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dobie takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mapes for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-2 in the game. Arft hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Marsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Byrne strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-3 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Wynn's glove, towards Avila, who fields it, throws to second, with Boone covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops it up and throws to first, with Byrne covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Doby moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Avila scores. Doby moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mapes for the out. Lawler moves to second. One out. Kenwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0-for-3 in the game. Arft is walked intentionally. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Marsh hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Matt Batts pinch hits for Bill Jennings. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts strikes out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Byrne for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie, who is chasing the ball. Young reaches third base with a triple. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-4 in the game. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.